from Lucas Oil Stadium to Spaller Stadium, from November to August. And the high school football season is about to begin. There's the whistle. Tong looks at the left, looks at the right, now walks to the ball and boots it away. It's a high booming kick, and Reed will let it go into the end zone about 6 yards. First down and 10 Tigers. They'll start from their 20. Ethan Rivich is the starting quarterback for Warsaw. Brody Duncan will be the fullback. The halfbacks will be Tucker Reed and Wyatt Harmon. The split ends, Robbie Strawn and Logan Carl. Offensive line left to right, Owen Corbin, Rock Lambert, Christian Cullors, Quinton Wilson, and Andrew Contreras. Front four for the Snyder defense. The ends are Landon Markley and Jameen Dean Portee. The tackles, Kenyon Conklin and Aaron Hughes, and we'll get to the rest of that Snyder defense after this play. From the south end of Spoler Stadium, first down and 10 for the Tigers from the 20. And it's going to be Rivich on a quarterback keeper, and we have a flag down in the middle. The ball came out, and Snyder says they've got the ball. Snyder rips it away from Rivich. There was a flag down, but it's going to be a flag against the Tigers, and Warsaw, much like they did last week in the scrimmage, Andy, they have turned it over on the opening play.
And I was just going to say something to that effect, but I didn't want to because I didn't want to jinx it, because that's exactly what happened last week in the scrimmage. But it looks like that ball just came out of Rivich's hand. Unfortunate start to this game. Puts our defense in a pretty big bind. Snyder's got the ball on our 23-yard line.
So here comes the Snyder offense onto the field. Perfect start from their point of view, and Jaywin Harris and the offense start from the 23-yard line of the Tigers, headed toward the south end of Spoler Stadium. Harris with two backs in the backfield, hands off to Davis. He'll dance left. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll go down at the 20-yard line after a gain of 3 yards.
It was a good push on that right-hand side of our defensive line to stop that. It was just a simple shotgun running back right up the middle, and it was a good job of our right side of our defensive line.
Second down at 7, coming up for the Panthers. Their opening drive of the game after the Tigers took the kickoff and fumbled on the opening play. Harris, again on the handoff to Davis, gets through the hole, stumbles forward across the 18. They will mark him down at the 16. That's a gain of 4 more yards and sets up third down and about 3 for Snyder in their opening drive. Last year they averaged 126 yards on the ground and 97 yards through the air. They did not have the normal high-powered offense that we've seen from them in years past.
I was looking at their stats this morning, and I came to that same conclusion. You know, you're used to seeing them roll up the yards.
Wide receivers on either side of the formation. Tight end is left. The back is Davis behind Harris, and they will hand off to Davis, and he struggles forward. He should have the first down, and he does, down to the Tiger 12-yard line. He gets 4 yards. First down for Snyder of the contest. Again, they're headed toward the south end of Spoler Stadium, which runs north and south. The press box is on the east side, so we are looking into the sun, which was not a problem until right before we went on the air. And then the clouds disappeared, and so we got what we got. Harris, standing 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, now moves Davis from his right to his left. No score, but the Panthers are threatening at the 12. They hand off to Davis running right, breaks a tackle, and then gets stood up and thrown down by Flores Ortega with help from Nathan Villa at the 11. It's a gain of a yard for Davis.
And that was a good job of Flores Ortega getting off a block. Got off a block on that left side of that defensive line and made a great tackle, open field tackle.
Warsaw fumbling on the opening play from scrimmage. They did the exact same thing last week. They will send two wideouts to the left. That's Raines and Johnson. Two backs in the backfield with Harris. Harris will fake the handoff. He'll run left. He'll get to the 10. Leaps over a man at the 5. Spins away and scores. Touchdown, Fort Wayne Snyder. Jaywin Harris scores the first Panther touchdown of the season. With 9:24 left to play here in the opening quarter, Snyder cashes in on the Tiger mistake.
And that was a great seal block, whatever you want to call it. Left tackle, Isaiah Cardwell just sealed off that left-hand side of that offensive line, and quarterback just kind of jogged his way into the end zone.
6-0 Panthers. And now it's Tongue onto the field. That's T-U-N-G, Tongue, to kick the extra point. Good snap, spot is down, kick is low, it's blocked, and it is good anyway. It made it through, 7-0 Snyder. 9:24 left to play, opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, Andy, being Mr. Obvious, that's not the way you want to start a football game.
That is Mr. Obvious, and no, that is not the way you want to start a football game. But let's see how we regroup. Last year against Northwood, you know, let's see what happens. I'm unfortunate, but see how they respond.
Another kickoff from Tongue. This one will also reach the end zone. About the same spot as it landed last time. It'll be first down and 10 Tigers from their 20.
And what was kind of disheartening about that fumble is it was a simple quarterback sneak. You know, there was no handoff attempt. There was no pitch attempt. It was just a simple quarterback sneak, and I'm not sure. I've got a couple panes of windows in front of me. I'm not sure how that ball came out. I don't know if somebody punched at it or whatever, but just going behind your center.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't expect to lose the ball in that scenario. First and 10, once again from the 20. Option play left, Duncan up the middle. He'll struggle forward for 4 yards. And he'll be tackled on the play by Braylon Fertil, F-E-R-T-I-L-L, 6'1", 198-pound junior strong side linebacker. Second down and 6 coming up for the Tigers. The way this Warsaw offense is going to help Warsaw win football games is by getting to 3rd and 2 and converting it and keeping the ball for long drives and then scoring at the end of them. Rivich, and the ball's loose again, and Snyder says they have it, and they do. Rivich pulled it out of the belly of Duncan, and the ball just came rolling out. And the Panthers have recovered again, and Warsaw's run 3 plays, and they have fumbled twice with 8:44 left to play in the quarter.
That is not good. And we've got the, you know, usually this is one really small press box, and we've got the Warsaw coaches in here. I can just see their reaction. It's not the way you want to start this football game.
Well, it's about the same as our reaction, which is stunned disbelief. Again, that time there wasn't really anybody around.
Nope.
Well, let's see what happens when the Tigers go back out. Right now, the defense has got to keep Snyder out of the end zone with 8:44 left to play in the quarter. Harris, hands off. This is Buchanan up the middle. And he got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. You had Quentin Wilson, the nose tackle, on the stop. And it'll be 2nd down and 10 for the Panthers.
It was a great push by our defensive line there to stop that run. Just simple, and again, simple run up the middle. Great push there to stymie that run.
7-0 Snyder. They've already scored once off a Tiger turnover. They have the ball again within striking distance, just outside the red zone. Harris, 2 backs to his left, will give off to Buchanan again. He gets hit right at the line of scrimmage and thrown backwards. They will mark him at the 24. It's no gain on the play again. 3rd down and about 11 to go for Snyder, and the Tiger defensive line showing us something here.
I think, was that Wilson in there again?
Yeah, it was. 6'2", 255-pound junior, playing on both offense and defense, and that's going to be a regular occurrence for big guys on this Tiger football team. 3rd down and 10. Passing down here. Harris takes the snap. Play action fake. Rolling right. Pressure. Throws it over the middle. And it is incomplete. I thought so. I was waiting for the signal. I didn't see it right away. But there it was. The pass skipped into the receiver. pressure that came, Andy, made a difference there. It's fourth down, and the field goal unit comes on.
And that's a great defensive response to the second fumble of the game. I don't think they didn't gain a yard holding to a field goal. That's a great response.
And it's not an easy field goal. It's a 41-yard field goal from the middle of the field. No wind here at all in Fort Wayne on this Friday night. Tongue looking for the snap to come back this way. There's the snap. It's low. The kick is on the way. Better kick this time. Sailing toward the upright, and it is good. 41-yard field goal for Tongue, and it's now 10-0 Snyder with 7:16 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis here at Spuller Stadium, where the Tigers find themselves down 10-0, and we haven't played 5 minutes of the game. Tongue to kick it off, and this one will make the end zone as well. Within 3 yards to the right of about the same spot where he's kicked the other two, and Warsaw will take over from the 20-yard line, and now we look out there, and Ethan Rivich is going to be the quarterback as the Tigers come back out onto the field.
Well, you know they say everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
That just happened.
Yeah, twice.
Twice.
So now let's see if Warsaw can hang on to the football. They're going to go from the left hash mark, the far side hash mark. Snyder makes some adjustments on defense as Rivich comes to the line of scrimmage. Ethan takes the snap. Option play left. He hands off up the middle to Duncan. And Brody gets 3 yards out to the 23-yard line. Stopped on the play for Snyder by Daniel Hernandez.
And there's still lots and lots of game left. There's no need to alter, and not that they would, but there's no need to alter any sort of game plan here. They can just keep running their offense.
Yeah, but when you have a young team who's considered the underdog, this is not the formula for creating an upset scenario. Second down and 7. Rivich going to pitch it to Reed, coming to the near side. It's well read, and Reed will get back to line scrimmage, and that's all. Braylon Fertle again on the stop, chased down Reed, who looked like he had some room initially, but Fertle said no and then wagged his finger over to his own sideline as if to say, that's not going to work against me, and it's 3rd down and 7.
And that play works a lot against other schools, but Fertle just busted through that offensive line, sliced right through it, made a great open field tackle on Reed.
6 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw already down 10-0, facing 3rd down and 7 from their own 23-yard line. Rivich under center, takes the snap. They run the counterplay read, and he's got some room. He's the 25. He's out to the 29-yard line. He got 6 yards on that 3rd down carry. Sets up 4th and 1, and we all know what's coming now. There's no way that Warsaw is going to punt this football. The counterplay, we don't see that often that early in games or early in the season. So Bart Curtis went to the well there, and it's 4th down and 1. Two wide out to the far side. That's Strawn and Carl. Wings on either side of the formation. Duncan, the fullback. Rivich takes the snap, hands off. Duncan's got the first down across the 30 to the 31-yard line. He needed a yard. He gets 2. First down, Warsaw.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. We didn't get a ton of yards, but we got just enough. And these are the type of the drive. If we can sustain these type of plays, we can draw that clock down. Time of possession is going to be our friend tonight.
5:10 left to play opening quarter. Tigers, after 2 turnovers, are down 10-0 from their own 31. Now Rivich is going to change the play. Looks at his wristband. Barks out signals. Plenty of time on the play clock. It's down at 19. Rivich again up the middle. This is Michael Schenck. And Schenck with good yardage across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Schenck has been battling injuries through his high school career. When he's healthy, he's as good a back as this team has. And he gets 7 yards and a first down carry for Warsaw.
And he followed big Andrew Contreras there for a nice block there from 74.
Clouds have covered up the sun for a moment. We are grateful. Won't be for much longer, though. 4. Rivich on the handoff again. Schenck up the middle, and he's very close to a first down. He's got the first down. out to the 42-yard line. He needed three. He got four. And Warsaw has two first downs on this drive.
Same play call, same blocking scheme. Worked very well. Just, again, keep this clock rolling. Keep getting your 4 or 5 yards.
Clock at exactly 4 minutes left to play in our opening quarter. Snyder 10, Warsaw nothing after two Tiger fumbles inside their own 25-yard line. Rivich with Schenck behind him again. Takes the snap, hands off up the middle, and Schenck will get a couple of yards to the 45-yard line before he's brought to the ground by Jakari Cole and others. Second down and 8 coming up for Warsaw. Opening night next week, the home opener against 4A number 6 Warren Central.
6A number 6.
What did I say?
4A.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
6A number 6 Warren Central.
And they've got Center Grove tonight, so there's not a...
Yes. So we can hope that when they come up here, they're still...
Black and blue?
We're, you know, thinking about last week's right. game. Second down and 8 from the Tiger 45. Rivich fakes the pitch. Now turns upfield. He's got room. He's across the 50. He's down to the Northrop 46-yard line. That's a 9-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback. And Warsaw's got their third first down of the opening drive. And of this drive.
You said it just a minute or two ago about that counterplay. That was a design quarterback. It was kind of like a quarterback counter. So offensive coordinator dipping in the well early.
Well, when things have gone the way they've gone, you're looking for something that everybody can run.
Yep.
2:45 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw at the Northrop, or at the Snyder, 46. Schenck up the middle. Got tripped up as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Gets 2 yards. Are they going to give him? They're going to give him three to the 43. By the way, I'll apologize in advance. I said Northrop, and the reason why is we're at Northrop High School, and the field here has a giant bear in the
right.
middle of it because Northrop is the Bruins. So
we won't hold it against you.
I knew that I would mess that up, and I surely did. Second down and 7 for the Tigers on the march looking for their first points of the game. And they hand off to Schenck again, and he drags a tackler across the 40. He's down near the 37-yard line. It's going to be a yard short of the first down after a gain of 6, third down to 1. Coming up for Warsaw, as bad as the first two drives were, this is pretty impressive.
Yep, they settle down. You can just imagine the adrenaline is probably running sky high of those two drives. Settle down, start running some basic plays there. And you're right, it's a great drive.
1:45 left to play in the opening quarter. Snyder with a 10-0 lead. Warsaw with third down and 1. Rivich. Hands off. Schenck, big hole up the middle. Breaks a tackle. 25-20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers. Michael Schenck, 37 yards. And the Tigers are back in the game with 1:25 left to go in the quarter.
Heck of a response by the Tiger offense there in that third drive. You know, like you said, first two drives, obviously, not going the way we wanted it to or expected it to go. Showing great resilience there on a long touchdown scoring drive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now the freshman, John Conley, on with Wyatt Harmon to hold. Zach Reniker is the long snapper. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is blocked. It was a very low kick. And it was blocked. 1:25 left to go in the quarter, but the Tigers are on the board. It's 10-6 Snyder. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, 1:25 left to go, opening quarter. Schenck with the touchdown from 37 yards out. That's an 80-yard drive in almost 6 minutes. Warsaw within 4, it's 10-6.
And that's a very heartening drive.
Oh, yeah.
So as much as we were disheartened to start the game, that was good to see. I can't say enough about what I saw from 74. Just even that touchdown run there, just blasting open holes. That's what you want to see from a rebuilt offensive line.
For Fisher Whitaker is going to kick off. Ball right in the middle of the X at the 40-yard line. Kicking north. Three guys back deep, and it's their three most dangerous guys. Davis on the near side. And Reigns, their fast wide receiver, is the deepest. And there's the whistle. Whitaker walks the ball, now runs to it. He's going to bounce it down the field. Bouncing. Picked up by an up man at the 37. Gets hit. Gets away, but he won't go very far. Going backwards at the 37-yard line. And that's where the Panthers take over, first down and 10. After the Tigers finally punched back.
Yes, they did. And you know what a good strategy for not having any one of those three return men beat you? Don't kick it to them.
Yeah.
That was a nice squib there, and the ball's sure. At the, you know, the 27-yard line.
1:19 left to play in a very energetic first quarter from both sides. We certainly have had plenty to talk about, haven't we?
I think it helps that the student section is literally right in front of us.
It doesn't hurt. First down and 10. And it's Snyder Bowl from there. I said 37. I should have said 27. Harris on first down and 10 takes the snap. Going to run right. Has a hole. Bounces outside. Gets away from one man. There's a flag down back behind. This is going to be holding. And Harris is going to get across the 30 to the 33. But this is holding against the Panthers, and it's coming back.
That was a pretty obvious call there.
Yeah, that was a tackle.
Yes.
Right at the right end, right in front of where the ball carry is going, everybody saw it.
Now, if you're gonna make a penalty, you probably don't want to do it right in front of the referee.
But you want to be a little more subtle.
Right, right.
Right? One of the things that we've learned about football is there's holding on every play.
Yep.
But if you're subtle about it and not obvious, then you can get away with it. So this will be a 10-yard walk-off and move the ball back to the 24-yard line. So really,
19-yard line.
Or the 19-yard line.
Yeah.
So it'll be first down and 19 from where they put the ball down. A minute to play, opening quarter. Snyder with the ball, leading 10-6. Harris with Davis to his right. 5 yards from the line of scrimmage. Hands off to Davis. Bouncing up the middle. He's got room to run across the 25. He's out to the 26-yard line. Stopped on the play by Flores Ortega. And he had help on the play from Jacob Stouffer.
Fletcher Pohl went in there to make a tackle, and it was a good juke by that running back.
Gain of 6 officially on the play. Second down and 11. Final 20 seconds of quarter one of the 2025 football season. Get the handoff to Davis, running left. Breaks through the line and runs into a Tiger and drags him forward. Via on the stop. They will mark Davis at the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 5 yards. That's going to do it for quarter one of the football season. Snyder 10, Warsaw 6. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.